Dith da ohoethas. Heddiw ni ara dathla govinno. Hello, my friends. Today we are going to discuss questions. I'm going to go through the formation of basic questions, or general questions as they're known, and I'm going to go through questions that use interrogative words. So first, general questions. These are questions that have a yes or no answer. Most of them have the following formation. The verbal particle, so a for positive questions or na for negative questions. Then the verb conjugated for that subject in the appropriate tense. The personal pronoun, which is optional most of the time. And then the rest of the sentence. And remember, verbal particles cause a second mutation. Here are some examples. Rag and sampel. A vinith ta mos then de wotti? Do you want to go to the pub? A il hi redia? Can she read? A redia vi? Do I read? Na redions? Do they not read? Na mor darth ev? Does he not surf? As for statements, many verbs can be replaced by gul, conjugated for that subject, followed by the main verb in the infinitive form. This way, conjugations of lots of verbs can be avoided. However, doing this with the present tense of gul is generally used to put the main verb in the future, so it makes gul mean will or shall. Here are some more examples. A redyav vi can become a rav vi redyav, meaning do I read again. Na redyons can become a rons redya or a rons e redya, for do they not read. Na mor darth ev can become na ra ev mordartha, meaning does he not surf. Bows and mows don't have this formation because they don't use the verbal particle. Bows meaning to be and mows meaning to go. They have the following formation when it comes to questions. The conjugated verb, in whichever form, followed by the personal pronoun, which I think is optional, and then the rest of the sentence. So here are some examples with bows and mows. Av vi heddiw? Do I go today? Os ta trist? Are you sad? Ons I lemin? Are they going now? Yw hwi the Truro in Fenno? Do you all go to Truro often? Of vi benin? Am I a woman? For the long form of bows, the third person verb is different in questions. So this is when it means there is or there are. Imma means there is or there are for he, she and it. And that's the normal statement rather than a question. In a question and a negative statement, instead of imma, us is used for indefinite subjects and usi is used for definite subjects. Imons means they are, but not there are unless referring to people. And that is the usual third person plural for statements. But in questions and negative statements, essons is used instead of imons. I'll try and make this clear by giving you some examples. Esos ta o scrifia, are you writing? Where esos is the long form of bos for the second person singular, ta or ti. Us blurgen then coffeeji? Is there a flower at the cafe? Us blurgio then coffeeji? Are there flowers at the cafe? Notice that us, meaning is there, is used for both the singular and plural of flower or flowers. Uzi an blurgio then coffeeji? Are the flowers at the cafe? So in this case, I'm using uzi, which is the third person singular of imma in question form for definite subjects, even though I'm using the plural flowers. Us benin then coffeeji? Is there a woman at the cafe? Uzi an benin then coffeeji? Is the woman at the cafe? Essons benenes then coffeeji? Are there women at the cafe? Essons an benenes then coffeeji? Are the women at the cafe? Hopefully that makes it clearer. Imma and imons, or in this case, us, uzi, and essons, are used to mean there is or there are, but they can also be used to conjugate verbs in the present tense when you mean someone is doing something right now. I said the example esos ta o scrifia, which is using this conjugation in this way, are you writing? And it can also be used for any subject, like uzi hi o scrifia, is she writing? Those were general questions, and now I'm going to go through special questions. These are questions that don't have yes or no answers. They use interrogative words. In English, the interrogative words are what, which, when, where, who, whom, why, and how. You'll see that the form of general questions is used a lot when making special questions. I'll start with what and which. There are two words that mean what or which, and they are pi and pandra. Pi, spelt py, is generally used before forms of bos, the verb for to be. If the following word starts with a vowel sound, it becomes pith, pyth. Generally, pandra is used for anything else than forms of bos. If pandra is followed by the verbal particle a, this gets contracted into it, so it will be pandra, which sounds the same, but it has an apostrophe before the last a. Questions are formed by starting with the interrogative word pi or pith or pandra, and then the rest of the question follows, just like a general question that I went through before. If the interrogative word is followed by a noun, like which thing, you would have pi or pith, then the noun, and then the rest of the question, like a general question. I'll go through some examples now. Pith esa ev okul. What is he doing? P mis you hema. What month is it? P semlans uskans nepith. What does something look like? And you can replace nepith with another noun. Nepith meaning something. Pandra vinta gul hethyu. What do you want to do today? Pandra il hi dibri. What can she eat? Pandra wathons e. What do they know? Pandra dafar asenith ta. What instrument do you play? Where dafar means instrument and senith is from seni, meaning to play. P-ur you he. What time is it? And this is often abbreviated to per you. I will say those examples one more time. Pith esa ev okul. What is he doing? P mis you hema. What month is it? P semlans gans nepith. What does something look like? Pandra vinta gul hethyu. What do you want to do today? Pandra il hi dibri. What can she eat? Pandra wathonzi. What do they know? Pandra dafar asenith ta. What instruments do you play? Pir you hi. What time is it? Now, I'll talk through questions that begin with when in English. The interrogative word for when is per, P apostrophe E-U-R. And this is a contraction of P, meaning what, as I've just discussed, and er, which means hour or time. The linking word for when is pan, and this doesn't start a question, like he was a lot shorter when he was younger. I'm not going to be talking about that. I'm going to talk about per as a question word that begins a question. The word per invokes the fifth mutation. So B and M go to F, D goes to T, and G goes to H or HW. I have seen example sentences that begin with per as questions with and without the a particle. So I assume that they're both valid. But if you have any insight into this, then you can always leave a comment on YouTube and subscribe as well if you want to help me make money, but I don't actually make any money from this. I'll go through some examples now. Per a vinohui mos then dewoti. When or what time do you want to go to the pub? And that's you plural. Vinohui. Do you want? Per hrusta golchi an car. When did you wash the car? And that's hrusta, meaning did you, golchi, to wash. Per fifth, when will it be? Fifth is some future conjugation of bows, but I'm not sure what kind of future it is. Per a ilons I entra. When can they come in? Per ara ev prinasa. When does he go shopping? Prinasa meaning to shop. Per hwoth vidhin ni. When will we know? And hwoth vidhin is some future conjugation of gothvos in the first person plural, ni. I'll go through those examples one more time. Per a vinohui mos then dewoti. When or what time do you want to go to the pub? Per hrusta golchi an car. When did you wash the car? Per fifth. When will it be? Per a ilons I entra. When can they come in? Per a ra ev prinasa. When does he go shopping? Per hwoth vidhin ni. When will we know? Next, I'm going to go through where. The word for where is play. And when it's followed by a vowel sound, it becomes plaith. Play and plaith invoke the fifth mutation, like per. Generally, questions beginning with play or plaith are followed by the rest of the question in the form of a general question, but without the a particle. Most of the time, play will be contracted with the long form of bose to mean where is, or where are, or where was, or where were. Plema is the contraction with imma, and this means where is or where are, but only where are with plural nouns that aren't people. Plemons is the contraction of ple and imons. This is used only for plural nouns that are people. And in a similar way, you have plaith esa, which means where was or where were for plurals that aren't people, and plaith esens, which means where were with plural nouns that are people. You might have noticed that imma doesn't become us or uzi when it's used in this way. So you could think of the structure of play questions as being followed by a statement in the form that begins like I or ith, although this doesn't actually apply to the verb imma. But the I would disappear and the ith would contract into plaith. I'll give you some examples now, which will hopefully make this clearer. Play finta mos. Where do you want to go? Notice that the F is a result of minith or minta, in this case how it's shortened. That mutates to F because it's a fifth mutation. Plaith osta trigis. Where do you live? Or more literally, where are you dwelt? Play man G. Where is the house? Where G suffers a second mutation from chi because it follows an, which has been contracted into playman. Playman geo, where are the houses? Notice that we're still using playman, which is the singular form, but for houses it follows the singular form because houses are not people. Playmons and Mothogion. Where are the doctors? And in this case, we're using plemons instead of plema because doctors are people. Plaith esir hui. Where were you? You plural. Plaith esen ni. Where were we? Plema ev. Where is he? Plemava means where is it, or where is he, or where is she? And this is a common, slightly idiomatic expression. Play mordarthiata. Where do you surf? I'll go through all of those again. Play finta mos. Where do you want to go? Plaith osta trigis. Where do you live? Play mangi. Where is the house? Play mangio. Where are the houses? Playmons and Mothogion. Where are the doctors? Plaith eshu hui. Where were you? Plaith esen ni. Where were we? Plema ev. Where is he? Plema va. Where is it or he or she? Ple mordarthith ta. Where do you serve? Now I'll move on to questions about who. The word for who in Cornish is pew. This is spelt P-I-W. In English, questions that should start with who use who as the subject, like who is there, who's going. They have the structure in Cornish of pew, followed by the general question without the subject. You could think of this as replacing ev or he or e with pew in a conjugation with the a particle. So hiara would become puara, meaning who does. Ima still becomes us or uzi, and imons becomes esons. So questions with who or pew use the third person, and that can be either singular or plural. And as with lots of sentences, gul can be used so that you don't have to memorise other verb conjugations. So here are some examples. Pew ara dewellians. Who's coming back? Or literally, this translates as who does and return as a noun. So return as a noun is dewellians. Pew abrenas anbara. Who bought the bread? Pew on ni. Who are we? Pew us ena. Who is there? I'll go through those again. Pew ara dewellians. Who's coming back? Pew abrenas ambara. Who bought the bread? Pew on ni. Who are we? Pew us ena. Who's there? And now I'll talk about whom. The word in Cornish is also pew. In English, who is often mistakenly used instead of whom. So to clarify, whom is used when it is the object and there is another word that is the subject, like whom did you see? Whom does she visit? In Cornish, questions are formed by following pew with the rest of the question phrased as a general question. So, for example, ragen sampel. Pew a rusta gwelis. Whom did you see? Pew a rahi godriga. Whom does she visit? Pew a huilo hui. Whom do you seek? Pew onzi bothek the weres. Who are they willing to help? Pew eson ni o gelwell. Whom are we calling? I'll go through those again. Pew arusta gwelis. Whom did you see? Pew arahi godriga. Whom did she visit? Pew achwilohui. Whom do you seek? Pew onzi bothek the wearers. Whom are they willing to help? Pew eson ni o gelwell. Whom are we calling? Now I'll talk about why. The word for why is prag, and this is always followed by ith, imma, na, or nag, where na or nag are the negative questions. So the phrase that follows it appears like a statement rather than a question in the I or ith form, or na or nag for negative statements, or imma for long form of those. Here are some examples. Prag imma ev o redya. Why is he reading? Prag I rusis mos. Why did you go? Prag ith you trist. Why is he or she sad? This could become Prag ith you he trist. Why is she sad? Prag ith you ev trist. Why is he sad? Prag I kerons an gorna. Why do they love that man? Prag nag of vi squeeth. Why aren't I tired? Prag nara ev di birth. Why doesn't he leave? I'll go through those again. Prag imma ev o redya. Why is he reading? Prag I rusis mos. Why did you go? Prag ith you ev trist. Why is he sad? Prag I kerons an gorna. Why do they love that man? Prag nag of vi squeeth. Why aren't I tired? Prag nara ev di birth. Why doesn't he leave? So I hope that that was a fairly simple way of forming questions. Now I'll go on to how. So the interrogative word for how is fatel, and this triggers the second mutation, unfortunately. This is used mainly in the same way as English. Fatel you means how is, and this is used to mean what is something like. To say how are you, or how is she, or whoever. How are you is fatlegenis for singular people and fatlegenoch for multiple people, which you must have heard many times before. This is roughly a translation of how is it going with you. Fatla doesn't trigger any mutations, fortunately. Fatlegenoch used to be used for singular people in a formal setting. This is the third person plural, and the third person plural is commonly used in this way, to address people formally. But in modern Cornish, fatlegenis is used even formally as the language has evolved. To ask how is or how are, followed by someone else to mean how are they doing or how are they feeling, the phrase can be generalised to fatlegans, and then this can be followed by a person or maybe even an animal. And the gans can change to ganzo, genzi, genen, ganza for he, she, we, they, or even genev for I. For general use of how, we say fatel, and this is followed by the rest of the sentence, phrased like a general question. Here are some examples. Fatel you anguer, how is the weather? Fatel leverer gwagon in Cornuic. How does one say blank in Cornish? I've used gwagon as the word for blank, which you can change to whatever you like. Fatel alsa an cerne cresic affordia henna. How will an average Cornish person afford that? Fatla gans an ci. How's the dog? Fatel you an ci. What is the dog like? Fatel gov scrifaf vi. How do I register? And in this case, the V is optional, an optional pronoun. Fatel Goskista. How did you sleep? Fatel Viskuthas Ev Henna. How did he find that out? And again, the pronouns Ev, Ta, etc. can be optional. Fatel Rugvi Mos Oma. How did I get here? I'll go through those again. Fatel Yuangua. How was the weather? Fatel Levera Gwagan in Krynuik. How does one say blank in Cornish? Fatel Alsa and Kerno Kresak Afordia Henna. How will an average Cornish person afford that? Fatel Ganzanki. How's the dog? Fatel Yuanki. What is the dog like? Fatel Govskrifafi. How do I register? Fatel Goskista. How did you sleep? Fatel Viskuthas of Henna. How did he find that out? Fatel Rugvi Mos Oma. How did I get here? Now we've got two more words to go. How many and how much? How many is pilies? And you only really need to know this if you want to say yourself how many. There are other translations, pays, pisel, and panelies, which you may as well remember so that you can recognise. But if you want to ask how many yourself, you can just use pilies. Pilies and pays are both followed by singular nouns, even though the translation in English would have plural nouns. So, pilies liver us this. How many books do you have? Pilies gintena arugi the wertha and sathan uzi pasies. How many tractors did they sell last week? Where last week is and sathan uzi pasies. Pilies o hui ol war barth. How many are you altogether? Altogether is all war barth. Pilies plat us war an vos. How many plates are on the table? Pilies milder you and forth the Truro a Esa. How many miles is the road to Truro from Saltash? I'll go through those again. Pilies liver is this. How many books do you have? Pilies gintena arugi the wertha and sathan uzi pasies. How many tractors did they sell last week? Pilies ohui olwarbath. How many are you altogether? Pilies plat uswaran vers. How many plates are on the table? Pilies milder you and forth the Truro a Esa. How many miles is the road to Truro from Saltash? And now I'll talk through how much. The word in Cornish is pigemis. There are some other translations. There are some words for how many that I've seen in example sentences for how much. But the main word is pigemis, which is the one you should use. And the formation is what you would expect. So pigemis followed by the verb conjugated for a general question, so including the a particle where appropriate, followed by the rest of the sentence. So for the final time, here are some examples. Pigemis you the warber. How much is your wage? Pigemis you hemma. How much is this? Another phrase for how much is this is pi cost you hemma. What cost is this? Pigemis previan zanjevo ev. How much experience did he have? And jevo is another word for had in the third person singular conjugation when you're meaning had in terms of possession. Pigemis or pes termin ath us. How much time do you have? So how much time can be pigemis termin or pes termin. Pigemis paint arahi prena. How much paint will she buy? I'll go through those again. Pigemis you dha wobber. How much is your wage? Pigemis you hemma or pi cost you hemma. How much is this? Pigemis previans anjevo ev. How much experience did he have? Pigemis termin athos. Pes termin athos. How much time do you have? Pigemis paint arahi prena. How much paint will she buy? Okay, that is all of the questions I'm going through today, and that should be all of the questions you ever need to say in Cornish. Thanks for listening, and I will see you at the next podcast.